Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumais na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect as we take a closer look at biodiversity and sustainability in County Clare. Today we visit the Falls Hotel in Annisdiamon, where management and staff have made great strides to make theirs a greener and more sustainable business. The property has changed hands a number of times during its 200-year history, but has been in the ownership of the McCarthy family since 1986, when there were just 20 bedrooms. The McCarthys have overseen significant developments, including the addition of 120 bedrooms, a swimming pool, leisure centre and spa. Sharon Malone is Sales and Marketing Manager and Green Leader at the Falls Hotel. She joined the team at a time when the owners were already looking closely at the issue of sustainability and reducing the business's carbon footprint.
It would have had a massive carbon footprint. I mean, their carbon emissions were very high, as they are with many hotels, their electricity output, water and our waste and that. So we looked at what we could do to try and make this happen. Now, when you sit back and look to go, oh my God, where do we start? And we got involved with Green Hospitality Ireland, with Maurice Bergen there, and he has a program in place for tourism businesses to help make them more sustainable. So he broke it down for us and it really helped. And we started off by measuring those, the outputs of the hotel, our energy outputs in our electricity and our gas, the water output, our waste as well, because all that contributes to our carbon emissions. So we had to really go around on a monthly basis and measure all these outputs, weigh the waste, measure how much water was being used, analyse our electricity bills. So it started from there. When we were doing that, measuring it on a month-to-month basis, when you started looking at everything, you're going, oh my gosh, you know, a lot of the waste was unnecessary and the amount of water that we would use. Yeah, very surprising. And it's a brilliant exercise to do for anybody, even a household, not to mention business. And so along with the green hospitality side of things, we started working with Raquel in 50 Shades Greener. And she has an excellent program in place that breaks it down even further and tries to make it easier. So say, for example, with our food waste, at busier times, say at our breakfast and lunches and dinners, when the plates came back into the kitchen, we were looking at what food items were left on the plates, for example, say at breakfast, to see were we given too much portions out, given too much, what was coming back. Like an example, at breakfast, when we looked at it over maybe five mornings in a row, we were ended up throwing a lot of toast away in bread. Funny enough, the meat side of things were all fine, but it was just the bread that stood out as being a waste. So we then cut back on what the portions of toast that we were giving out. On a bigger scale then for other items, it really worked. And it was a really simple thing to do. With our water wastage, we ended up putting aerators on our shower heads and then in the urinals, more stopping devices on it that restrict the flow of the water. And it's just what was needed. You don't need to have a very strong flow, an adequate flow. So that then reduced the water wastage in the hotel. And then the big one though for us was our electricity bills. And particularly as well with the leisure centre and the spa, they would be huge consumers of energy.
One of the most significant measures taken by management at the Falls Hotel in Annisdiamon has been the installation of a €1.3 million hydroelectric turbine on the nearby Ina River. This was a two-year project carried out in consultation with the local authority, the Fisheries Board, environmental experts and consultants in hydropower. When the Ina River is in full flow, the 220 kilowatt hydro turbine provides 100% of the hotel's electricity needs. The hotel has dramatically reduced its dependency on carbon fuels to the point that it's now a carbon neutral property. Harnessing the power of the Ina River to generate electricity had been done once before.
In the 1960s, John F. Wood and his wife Bridget owned the hotel, the Falls Hotel, and there was a small 30-bedroom hotel at the time. And it was he who had a small 30-kilowatt hydro turbine on the river. He harnessed it at that stage in the 60s. He was really ahead of his time. So that turbine was there. You know, it was obsolete, I suppose, but so the idea of using the river to harness energy was there since his time. So the McCarthys then took it a step further. And they invested about 1.3 million in a 220 kilowatt turbine, which now provides the 100% of our energy for the hotel and of our electricity of the hotel when the river's in full flow.
Of course.
So I suppose it was a massive project in many ways. It was the first of its kind in Ireland, so there wasn't really anyone to look to for advice or a case study. But we got great support from, we had to work with the council, with the fisheries board, because it's an active river, mm-hmm. and we had to be very mindful of the life, the wildlife on it, the salmon and that. And with the council, and then with energy advisors and the construction company. So together, you know, we made it happen. And so the construction itself took about 2 years, and it went live in December 2018, just before Christmas. So we were all quite nervous to know, would it actually work? Would the lights stay on? Would the heating stay on? And it, obviously it did, yeah. It did. And but the real, I suppose, result or test was, I suppose, the bills then that we got at the end of February for the 2 months. And we were really, really surprised that our bills, though, that for the first couple of months have reduced by 60%.
Wow.
So that proved A, it worked, and B, that meant straight away we were using a clean energy source for our electricity. So that was a reduction in our carbon dioxide emissions straight away just by doing that. And so, you know, it was a relief that it actually worked. But then to see it, you know, on the bills, it was worth it in the end. So it was fantastic. And there are more companies, green energy companies, buying it up and using clean energy, which is fantastic. So that, you know, it's lovely to see that working and paying itself back and being used in such a way.
That was Sharon Malone, Sales and Marketing Manager and Green Leader at the Falls Hotel in Ennisdiamon. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.